Today in the gospel lesson, we had the opportunity to listen to Luke's account of the transfiguration. It is the fullest of all three accounts, with each of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, emphasizing a different lens for us to view the transfiguration through. All three have at their heart, however, God's command to listen to him. So as quickly as we climb this Mount of Transfiguration, we must also descend. Because just beyond this moment, the shadow of the cross is looming. The Transfiguration is not just a moment of revelation, it is a moment of preparation. Jesus shows his glory so that we might be strengthened for the path ahead, the journey of Lent, the journey to the cross. Luke's account is a little unique because it begins with Jesus going up to the mountain to pray, from verse 28. This is a reoccurring theme in Luke's gospel. He prays before many of the major events in Jesus' ministry. He prays at his baptism. Jesus prays before calling his disciples. We will soon find out that he will pray in Gethsemane before his arrest. And now he prays before the transfiguration. As he prays, his face is changed. His clothes became dazzling white. And suddenly Moses and Elijah appear, speaking with him. But what are they talking about? Luke alone tells us they spoke about his departure, his exodus, what he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Just as Moses led God's people out of slavery in Egypt, Jesus leads God's people out of their slavery to sin and to death through his cross and his resurrection. This moment is directly tied to Jesus' suffering and death. The disciples will see Jesus' glory now, but they also must learn to see his glory in the suffering that he is to endure. Luke tells us that while Jesus is praying, the disciples are heavy with sleep. This should sound familiar. Later in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus prays before his suffering, the disciples will again be overcome with sleep. You might be asking, why does this even matter? Why did Luke mention this? Well, it's because our human hearts struggle to stay spiritually awake. It's easy to rejoice in Jesus' glory, but hard to stay alert for the cross. It's easy to enjoy these mountaintop experiences and moments of faith, but hard to follow Jesus through the valleys of shadows and death, suffering, and sacrifice. It's easy to worship on Sunday, but it's hard to take up our cross in daily life. As we prepare for Lent, this should be a warning for us. Will we stay spiritually awake? Or will we, like the disciples, grow dull and sleepy when Jesus calls us to watch and to pray? Peter, overwhelmed by this vision, tries to hold on to the moment. Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents. Peter wants to stay on that mountain. He doesn't want to leave. But before he can finish, a cloud descends and the voice of the Father speaks, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." Peter wanted to hold on to that glory, but God directs him back to the word of Jesus. Listen to him. Listen to him when he speaks of the suffering. Listen to him when he says he must go to Jerusalem and die. Listen to him when he calls you to take up your cross and follow him. When the cloud lifts, Moses and Elijah are gone, and only Jesus remains. This is the key. The law and prophets are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. We don't need to build booths for Moses or Elijah because our faith rests on Jesus alone. As we walk our Lenten path, this is our focus, our sole focus, only Jesus Christ. The transfiguration then is a bridge between the revelation of Christ's glory during the Epiphany season and Lent, his journey to the cross. In the very next verses, Jesus comes down the mountain and he sets his face towards Jerusalem in verse 51. And this is where our journey begins also. Today we stand in the light of Christ's glory. Soon we will walk the path of repentance during Lent. And at the end of this journey, we will see his glory again, but this time on the cross. Because there on the cross, the true radiance of God's love will be revealed. Jesus' clothes will not be shining white. They will be stripped from him. His face will not shine like the sun. It will be bruised and beaten. A cloud will not cover the sky in glory. Darkness will cover the land in sorrow. But there in suffering is the greatest glory of all. Because in his death, Jesus accomplishes our salvation. As we prepare for Ash Wednesday season of Lent, let us take the Father's words to heart. Listen to him. How do we do that? We listen to him in his word. Take time each day to read scripture, to do Lenten devotions, and to pray. Read the passion accounts in the Gospels from Matthew 26 and 27, Mark 14 and 15, Luke 22, 23, John chapters 18 and 19. Listen to him in worship. Be present for midweek Lenten services and Holy Week. Listen to him in repentance. Lent is a time for self-examination. Where have we been spiritually drowsy? Where do we need to turn back to Christ? And we need to listen to him in the sacraments. At the Lord's table, we receive the very body and blood of the one who was transfigured in glory and crucified in shame, all for our salvation. When the cloud lifted, only Jesus remained. This is what we need as we prepare for Lent. Not more distractions, not more comforts, but only Jesus. And then Luke records something very striking. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. Verse 36. Matthew and Mark are very specific in that they record Jesus telling his disciples to tell no one what they had seen until he had risen from the dead. Jesus commands them to remain silent about what they had witnessed until the proper time. Why? Because the glory without the cross is incomplete. The disciples had seen Jesus' divine glory, but they still did not fully understand his mission. If they had rushed out to tell others, people might have misunderstood, thinking that Jesus was only a glorious king, but not a suffering servant. The transfiguration must be seen in the light of the crucifixion. Without the cross, there is no full picture of who Jesus is. And we too must be patient with our own understanding. The command to keep silent reminds us that God reveals things in his own time. The disciples had to wait until after the resurrection to proclaim what they saw. There are times when God too will call us to wait, to trust, to grow before we fully understand what he is doing in our lives. But after the resurrection, the silence ends. After Jesus rose from the dead, the command for silence was lifted. Peter, James, and John could now testify to what they had seen. Peter later writes about this moment in 2 Peter chapter 1. We are eyewitnesses of his majesty. We ourselves heard this voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. Now there is no more silence, only loud proclamation. We too are called to proclaim God's glory, not only on the mountain, but at the cross. As we enter Lent, as we walk the path with Jesus, knowing that the full revelation of his glory comes not just on the mountain, but in his death and in his resurrection. The transfiguration on the mountain was a moment of glory veiled in mystery. The disciples were told to wait before speaking, but now we live in a time when we are called to proclaim boldly that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus has gone to the cross. Jesus has risen in glory. As we prepare for Lent, may we embrace both the waiting and the proclaiming, waiting in repentance, listening to Christ, and then proclaiming the good news that his glory is fully revealed in the cross and in the empty tomb. Amen.